man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Welcome to the show, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here on the Trump Phenomenon. It is April 3rd, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. With us, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
And we will be on the air for an hour tonight, as we are every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you're welcome to join in at the phone line, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, a lot of good news to report tonight. A great day in the Trump era, in the history of the Trump phenomenon. Let's see, the fronts on which news is awfully good are, first of all, on the border. Donald Trump has really answered the call, saying that he will use the military to defend our border from hordes of illegals streaming up from with the blessings of the government of Mexico.
And the caravan that's coming up from Honduras.
Yes. This is unprecedented, folks. A president of the United States saying he, as commander-in-chief, will meet this onslaught with the military of the United States. That's wonderful. That right there, I have to pinch myself in my way because it's really happening. Tremendous good news. And as we said in the show last night, I said, look, the left, for all of their success in beating us for decades and decades, they do some really dumb things. First of all, it's really dumb to be a left winger. We'll start right there. But then once they decide to be left-wingers, they do a lot of further dumb things. And putting together a mob of illegals, publicizing them, and steering them in the direction of the United States, that's a dream come true for us, because it forces the issue. It it makes it apparent to everyone, including the president, exactly what this illegal immigration is really all about, and it dramatizes it. Instead of a death by a thousand cuts, with illegals coming across the border, you know, across a 2,000-mile stretch here, there, and everywhere in the middle of the night, unseen. This time, in broad daylight, an army of these people with their stupid signs heading for our border. It's great. Another front on which we have great news. Laura Ingraham. Hallelujah to the good people at Fox News who rose to the defense of Laura Ingraham, saying we're not going to let an intimidation campaign led by this David Hogg person censor us. Not going to allow it. So that boomerang, that backfired on Master Hogg. I think he's 17 years old, something like that. Great news there for our cause.
Well, the piglet thought he could play with the adults, and I think he's just being shown. It's a little not as easy as you think.
Well, I love his use of the first person personal pronoun. I think we'll use that. I'll try to work that into our repartee here, where you use. Are you talking? Do I?
But you know that just between you and I.
Yeah. But I like that line from the movies. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Well, in a remake of that movie, I forget what that movie. Which is that a what movie was that? One of you callers can remind me. It was more astute. I'm sorry. What was it, engineer? Goodfellas. Okay, could be Goodfellas. Yeah, you talking to me? Well, on the remake, Goodfellas 2 or Goodfellas 3, it'll have to be you talking to I. You talking to I? Now, we could have David Hogg starring in that role, since he has pioneered this new turn of phrase in the English language. Another great development. This one's kind of gone unheralded. Scott Pruitt, our Patriot administrator of the EPA, appointed thereto by Donald Trump. He was confirmed in February of 2017 by a Senate vote of 52 to 46, pretty slim. A couple of votes going the other way, and we don't get Scott Pruitt. Well, thank goodness we got Scott Pruitt, because what he has been doing is he has been dismantling the climate change scam. He's been taking it apart, just taking every nut and bolt out of the climate change scam. Now, the EPA, this monster organization, with huge intrusive powers into everything we do, every business, and prior wishes and asserted itself, insinuated itself into everything we did, and made everything that you buy or do more expensive, every activity more cumbersome, every business harder to make a profit, and basically throttling our economy. Scott Pruitt doesn't agree. He was formerly the Attorney General of Oklahoma, elected to that position, and he does not agree that your use of that when you drive to the market, you're bringing on global warming. And he does not agree that you should be compelled to drive to the market in a car required to get 100 miles to the gallon, which is impossible. And that's what the EPA has been doing, trying to make businesses jump through hoops that become impossible. One of the tricks that the Obama EPA used, and this was a standard part of their dirty tricks repertoire, was called sue and settle. So you own a little restaurant, or you own a medium-sized business, you employ 10 people, the EPA sues you for some completely ridiculous, bogus reason. And you now have to go hire an attorney or more than one attorney. You have to fight in court. They bankrupt you, and then they settle. They knew their lawsuit was stupid, and it didn't have a chance, but they approached you with the bludgeon of the EPA, and as a matter of life and death, you had to defend yourself, just like Mike Flynn. When he was bludgeoned by Robert Mueller, he had to engage more than $1 million worth of legal help, sell his house, lose all his money, go bankrupt, because the other option was go to prison. So Scott Pruitt of Oklahoma, born in Danville, Kentucky, he is how old? 49 years old, young man, just getting going. He has ended that regime at the EPA. This is, you know, this is the kind of thing that can sneak up on you and you don't notice it. But imagine, folks, the environment for every, how many hundreds of thousands of businesses are there in America? The atmosphere, staying here in the environmental metaphor, the atmosphere has cleared for hundreds of thousands of businesses. Owners can sleep at night. Their team of, they could cut their team of four attorneys down to one. And just all over America, business got better under Scott Pruitt. And the left, of course, is having a stroke over this. He's only been the EPA administrator for a year.
And that's why they're going after him tooth and fang. They want to bring him down to destroy him because he is doing such good work.
Yes, and their tactic routine that they use on everybody, that they use on the president. So, for instance, when he moved to Washington, he took some housing for himself and his family, renting a modest rental for $50 a night, and a house or a flat, something like this. Well, now everything, whatever he did, doesn't matter if it was perfectly legitimate and there's no problem there whatsoever. It's sort of like the sue and settle tactic. Just, we're going to make charges. We're going to sling dirt at you, trying to destroy you. Exactly what they did with Laura Ingraham. And by the way, Attorney, yes, go ahead.
The demonic nature of that is, even if completely, I'll assume most of it is false, and even if he will get vindicated in the end, this distracts him. That means he spends a lot of his mental energy, his time, fighting off these people instead of pursuing the very big task in front of him. And I'm absolutely convinced this is deliberate.
Oh yeah, I mean they proudly proclaim it. This is of course it's deliberate. Let's go to the Laura Ingraham story for just a moment here. I've thought of buying MyPillow. Have you seen the ad for that, folks? Great patriot CEO Mike Lindell is the inventor of MyPillow. And if you haven't seen an ad for MyPillow, you've been asleep with you've been asleep. But I guess maybe you were on a MyPillow. But apparently the world's greatest pillow. But Mike Lindell's done the right thing. He, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, has taken to Twitter to assure customers he will not be pulling his advertising from Laura Ingraham's Fox News show, despite the liberal outrage over her feud with anti-gun Parkland kid David Hogg. As one company after another rushed to announce an end to advertising on the Ingraham angle, Lindell stepped forward to tell the world that he won't abandon Laura. So, folks, consider buying a MyPillow. And when you buy it, put a little note on there saying, thank you, Mr. Lindell, for sticking with Laura Ingraham, standing up for free speech. In a tweet seemingly aimed at Sean Hannity, the company's CEO and founder insisted, I did not take my advertising down from Ingraham Angle and Fox News, nor do I intend to, Sean. And let's see if there's some. Now, I was hoping I'll try to get the list during the show here tonight. Oh, here they are right here. Here are the companies that David Hogg is asking you to boycott. Okay? We've got your cue. We're going to take our cue from you, David Hogg. These are the companies that we are going to boycott. These are the ones we're going to boycott. These are the ones he was asking to boycott Laura Ingraham. So, boomerang, turn around his fair play, Mr. Hogg, Master Hogg. Here are the companies you don't want to. Here, he lists the top Ingraham advertisers. Now, I shouldn't read this list because These are not the people who have gone ahead with a boycott. Let me find that list. I don't want to read the wrong companies here. Okay, I need to update this list.
When you look at the relative sophistication of what Piglet is doing, he's being quarterbacked. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, if, the kid it cannot be that savvy. He is being programmed and assisted in this, and you know, trying to ride the emotional, you know, wave after the shootings at the school, and to do as much damage as possible, and to do as much damage to the alternative media as possible.
Yes,
and to attack
of course. And Master Hogg started out in California. That's where he really went to school. His parents moved to Florida.
Well, no wonder he's so messed up.
Hey, come on, Californians are great, but the. Speaking as a Californian, but Hogg was majoring in television and media at his school, so he's primed for this. This is his debut. This is his big break. This is his moment on stage, and so he is a stage personality. That's exactly what he is. So he's playing the part. He was prepared for this by his own high school career, and yes, and of course he's certainly being. He's taking advantage of and being taken advantage of by his
handlers.
His handlers who share all of his views. So it's a mutual use there between the two. Let's go. If one of the callers can come up with that list of the companies that actually have boycotted Laura Ingraham, that's a good list with which we can show with our. Are more of us than there are of them. We have more money than they do, and we buy their products. Here's one of the companies, for instance, a caller to the show mentioned to me earlier. Let me find this one here. Here's one. Let's right here. Was it the top advisor? The top sponsors at Laura Ingraham. One of them is TripAdvisor. Now I don't know whether TripAdvisor has gone ahead and joined the boycott, but who uses TripAdvisor? Do the non-European, largely non-European Democratic Party voters, do they use TripAdvisor a lot? I don't think so. We do.
That's right.
So we could hurt TripAdvisor a lot. There are other companies on here. I'll read some of these companies. I have no idea whether this is not a list of companies that have boycotted. This includes Sleep Number. Wait, no, Sleep Number is a different company. That's not MyPillow. Okay, well, here are the companies that he wants you to boycott Laura. Wayfair, Hulu, Nestle, TripAdvisor, Arby's, Liberty Mutual, Rocket Mortgage, Bayer, Allstate, Nutrish, AT&T, and Sleep Number are among those companies. And I've got the let's go to sharing this good news. Let's let Donald Trump share it with us. In his series of tweets, his most recent tweet 3 hours ago, he says, "We will protect our southern border." And let's see if I can't play this. He puts up his own audio here. Let's see. Let's play it. Here it is.
Very unprotected by our laws. We have horrible, horrible and very unsafe laws in the United States. And we're going to be able to do something about that hopefully soon. Hopefully Congress will get their act together and get in and create.
Let's
some
pause this right
powerful-
here and rejoin the president right after this break. Stay tuned.
Still lasting here. Like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
I'm terrible on the movies, so I avoid them. But this is Al Pacino. Is it Taxi Driver in 1976? Here's at least I was thinking of this when I heard David Hogg say his version would be, "You talking to I?" Here's Al Pacino.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking? Talking to me?
Maybe there's some other instance where it occurs in the movies, but it's a really famous line, and I'm remembering Pacino saying it. You talking to I? That's how David Hogg. You know, he's a 4.1 grade point average student, and he was whining that he was turned down at UCLA. I got in, David. But you see, when I got in, David, you weren't excluded because you were a male and you were white. That's the way it is now. I don't know if that fits into your liberal scenario, David. That's why you didn't get accepted at UCLA. Your 4.1 grade average wasn't enough to overcome your problem, which is that you're a man. Well, wait a minute. You're a boy and you're white. That was your problem. The lines are open here at 800-313-9443. And let's go to Donald Trump's tweets here. Here he is. Here he is talking to us today.
The Mexican border is the Mexican.
Here he is talking about protecting our southern border.
Border is very unprotected by our laws. We have horrible, horrible and very unsafe laws in the United States. And we're going to be able to do something about that hopefully soon. Hopefully Congress will get their act together and get in and create some very powerful laws like Mexico has and like Canada has and like almost all countries have. We don't have laws. We have catch and release. You catch and then you immediately release and people come back years later for a court case, except they virtually never come back. So what we are preparing for the military to secure our border between Mexico and the United States. We have a meeting on it in a little while with General Mattis and everybody, and I think that it's something we have to do. Now, the caravan, which is over 1,000 people coming in from Honduras, thought they were going to just walk right through Mexico and right through the border. As you know, NAFTA is a phenomenal deal for Mexico. It's been a horrible deal for the United States. We're renegotiating it now. But it has been a horrible, horrible, embarrassing deal for the United States. This should have been terminated or renegotiated many years ago. Mexico, we have a trade deficit with Mexico of over $100 billion a year. And I told Mexico yesterday that because of the fact that their laws are so strong, they can do things about it. Hard to believe the United States can't. I said, I hope you're going to tell that caravan not to get up to the border. And I think they're doing that because as of 12 minutes ago, it was all being broken up. We'll see what happens. But we have to have strong borders. We need the wall. We've started building the wall. As you know, we have $1.6 billion toward building the wall and fixing existing wall that's falling down or was never appropriated in the first place.
There we go. Excellent. From Donald Trump. And, of course, the amazing thing, saying we're preparing our military for defense of our border. Here's the previous tweet, skipping around just a little bit. This is the previous tweet that Donald Trump gave out. And he says, today, 6 hours ago, it was my honor to welcome Estonia President Kersti. And now we're all going to learn the pronunciation of the presidents or prime ministers of the Baltic Republics. Kersti, and I'll make my first stab at it. Kaljulaid, Lithuania President Grybauskaitė, and Latvia President Bajonis to the White House. Congratulations on your 100th anniversaries of independence. And here is Donald Trump addressing these three heads of state, these three very, very important and wonderful nations.
Today, I'm honored to host the president of Estonia, the president of Latvia, and the president of Lithuania at the U.S. Baltic Centennial Summit. Thank you all for traveling to the White House for these really important discussions. We've just spent a long time together, and it was very interesting. This summit proudly displays to the world America's deep and lasting with the Baltic nations. On behalf of the American people, thank you very much. And we are going to have another 100-year, very long and beautiful relationship. This is your 100th year of independence.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Congratulations.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back, folks. We got George in Texas on the line. Hang on, George, we'll get to you. I just want to cover this story today. Our president meeting, I'm glad to see it's happening here, meeting with the leaders of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And therein lies quite a tale, an example, a model for us as to how to conduct ourselves. A model of courage, a model of ethnic self-preservation. All three of these republics are small, but they nevertheless make the point. In fact, their smallness may actually emphasize the point that even though they're small, militarily weak, they are ethnically and morally very strong. And that's why these three nations are not going to go away. I'll give you the example here, and notice that the president did not attempt to pronounce the names of the leaders of the three countries. I'll try to learn them. I'll try to learn them because I want to. But the here we have, let's start in the south here with Lithuania, a population, a total population of 2.8 million people. And guess what, folks? They're all white. They're all white. They
what?
Have
no diversity?
Yeah, no, well, they have 264 Africans. 264. And the they have 41 Koreans. And that's the way a nation, you know, a nation of Lithuanians should be a nation of Lithuanians. Like my old good friend Simas Kudirka, the Lithuanian who jumped off a Soviet trawler onto a U.S. Coast Guard ship way back when, before most of you were born. Simas, if you're out there, hi, friend of mine in Santa Monica. Let's go to Latvia. Moving up here, the Latvians have a population of 1.95 million. Let's just call it 2 million. These are nations of about 2 million people each. They're all white. They're all, now there are some non-Latvians. There are some Russians, some Belarusians, some Ukrainians, some Poles, and some Lithuanians. But everybody's white. And then let's go up to Estonia and population there of 1.3 million people. And again, they're all white. And all three peoples had the same experience in 1989 when they broke away from the failing Bolshevik Soviet Union. All three of them did this without arms, without resort to arms, without a single shot being fired. All three of them said, we are independent. We are sovereign. We won't have enough time to go into it, but it brings tears to your eyes, folks, how they did it. The Lithuanian, Latvian, and Estonian people simply to a man, woman, and child. The David Hoggs in those three republics are patriots. They aren't whiners. And they actually joined hands physically. They formed a human chain that went from the southern border of Lithuania all the way to the northern coast of Estonia, saying, we stand here united. We will be free. We will be independent. And the Soviet Union, in its dying gasps, all it could do was let them go. They had an overwhelming police power, which they had exerted in a heavy-handed way for half a century. They had overwhelming military force, irresistible. But the Lithuanian, Latvian, and Estonian people, they had the moral force of a ethnic unit. That's exactly the theme of this show, folks. The Trump phenomenon is that we become a family that functions like a family, that we stick with each other the way Fox is sticking with Laura Ingraham, the way the founder of MyPillow is sticking with Laura Ingraham. Those are instances of acting like a family, and it works. It can succeed. And another point to this show is that Donald Trump has taught us a lesson that when we, as an ethnic group, as a family, when we get together, we can accomplish mighty, mighty things without a shot being fired. Isn't that amazing? There were no riots. There were no shootings. There were no stabbings. There were no hangings in Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. These are very key pieces of real estate. The Soviet Union didn't want to give those up. That shore there of the Baltic, great place to have your fleet, great place to have advanced bases of your military, very productive peoples, very prosperous countries in that regard. They're not wealthy, but they are very productive. They got their independence because they insisted on having it, as we can do, as the French, the Germans, the Scots, the Irish, all of us, if we pull ourselves together as a family. Paul, the greatest demonstration of this was in that revolution against the Soviet Union. There was a thing called, an aspect of it, called the Singing Revolution. And what our cousins in these three great countries did is they got together in the biggest arenas and the biggest stadiums they had, outdoors generally, the biggest stadiums they had. They packed them. They filled them. Everybody was there. Every man, woman, and child. There was no right or left or, you know, this party against that party. No, it was all of us, Lithuanians, Estonians, and Latvians. It was all of us eyes. They joined in singing their patriotic songs. their most ancient songs, their most revered songs, the one that bring tears to the eyes of all of their native people. And the force of that, the moral force of that, people just singing their hearts out hour upon hour into the night, wearing their traditional clothes, the women especially, wearing traditional dresses and caps. It was so beautiful. And the dictators in Moscow, they were just left with their tongues hanging out. What could they do? Are you going to send in a goon squad against 30,000 joyously singing Estonians, Latvians, or Lithuanians? Good luck with that. And they said, you know what? We can't control this. They're stronger than we are. They're morally stronger than we are. And the Soviet police, the Soviet army got out of there. And those nations were free, and they're still free today. And Donald Trump's meeting with their leaders today. It's wonderful. Go ahead, Paul. You were going to say something.
Yeah, there's a very significant thing about the Baltic countries that affects us. The Russians, after they stormed back in 1944.
Very long.
Go ahead.
And imposed communism. To break up nationalism, first of all, they deported most of the intellectuals and many of the leaders to Siberia on a terrible June 14, 1940. Only about half of them ever came back. That was one thing. But after the war, they decided that the nationalism was so strong among these people that they would just have to change the population. So they gradually brought in Russians to achieve Russification. And they didn't get a majority, but they came very close in Latvia. And many of these Russians did not become sympathetic to the Latvians or whatever. They're kind of a fifth column within these countries. They're a huge, huge problem, and it's a bitter lesson to us. If we don't keep our majority, the people that are infiltrating in the hordes from Guatemala and Mexico and elsewhere. And when they form the new majority, it will be very bad for us. That Latvia came awfully close. And the lesson is that, or one lesson is, most of the newcomers do not really sympathize with us, with the native population. That's, you and me in Canada or the United States. They want to be on their own. And their interests are not the same as our interests.
Yes, yes. And, of course, this is just me speaking, folks. But another part of that history, the reason that the Lithuanians, the Latvians, and the Estonians were subjected to the tender care of the brutal sicko Joseph Stalin is that Hitler, in his secret Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact of 1939, he turned over. These three countries were independent. Notice that Donald Trump celebrating the 100th anniversary of their independence. But there was an interregnum there in which they were not free. Hitler said to Stalin, as part of this secret pact, you let me take Western Poland, and you can have Eastern Poland, and you can have the rest of Eastern Europe, including Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. And shortly after signing that in 1939, the Bolshevik goon squads rolled in, and as Paul said, they killed tens of thousands of people, rounded them up. They did the same thing in Poland. The Katyn Forest Massacre was the discovery of the leading intellectuals, the professors, the top officers of the army. The top cadre of Poland was rounded up by the Bolsheviks, and a single bullet put in the base of their skull, one by one, to decapitate the society, which is what Bolshevism does. It's what the Bolsheviks in our own society want to do to us. But the Latvians, Lithuanians, and Estonians never would have been subjected to Stalin, except that but without their knowledge, they were written off by Hitler, and that was the end of their countries for some time.
Well, when the Germans came back in 1941, they were welcomed as liberators in the Baltic states, and they restored more or less independence. And
Paul, let me put another caveat on. This is just me speaking. Yes, they were welcomed as liberators, of course, because, I mean, it couldn't get worse than life under the Bolsheviks.
That's true. It couldn't get, and in fact, life got a lot better. They were allowed to, regain their independence. And the 15th and 17th Latvian divisions fought almost to the last man near the end of the war. The courage they showed to try to stop the Soviet hordes that were coming back was legendary.
Yes, but Paul, again, this is me. All of that can be laid at the feet of one man, Adolf Hitler.
No, Joseph Stalin. Stalin didn't have to take those countries over.
Stalin would never have gotten to first base had Hitler not handed it to him. And the history you recount right there, yes, the Germans were welcomed back in, of course, because it was so bad under the Bolsheviks. But look, the Lithuanians, the Latvians, and the Estonians, they had nothing to do with any of it. They were wiped out by the Bolsheviks. Then, because of the war Hitler started, and I won't go into that in this show, but that war wouldn't have happened without one man, Adolf Hitler, and his own nutty ideas. That war, the worst thing that's ever happened to the white race, by far, nothing even comes close to how bad World War II was for the white race. Those countries, had Hitler not handed them to Stalin, would have remained free. There would have never been a Caden Forest, as there was in Poland. And so they got whiplash as armies moved back and forth and back and forth. And what do you do if you're a Lithuanian, a Latvian, or Estonian? What do you do? You might join a German unit hoping to fight the Bolsheviks. But the point is, the whole thing never needed to happen. And millions upon millions of those Baltics died, as did 12 million Germans, as did more than 20 million good white Russians. None of those people, not one of them, ever needed to die had the war not been fought, which is what Charles Lindbergh, I'm with Lindbergh with this, I'm with Henry Ford. There were advocates for peace in 1939 who said, no war, not again, not a repeat of World War I, which was up to that point the worst event that had ever occurred to the white race. And Hitler ran the movie back and started it all over again. Same countries fighting on the same ground, only this time, five times more lethal, bombers, tanks, huge weapons instead of the carbines of World War I and machine guns. So I don't want to go too far.
Well, one of the little known things or facts from the Baltic states is that the resistance in the forest continued up to the early 50s. So for another 6-7 years, there were small units especially in Lithuania, people who had not given up, and they continued to raid the Soviets just incredible courage. And they were not being supported by the West. They had to rely on the loyal local population.
Yes, it was very inspiring. Very inspiring. My point, Paul, is this. Is that it's not a question of, well, who is the good guy here, Hitler or Stalin? This is me speaking. They were both bad guys. The good guy was Charles Lindbergh in 1939 when he said, no, don't do it. His father, Charles Lindbergh Sr., had given his all to stop World War I, as did Henry Ford. Henry Ford said, I would give my life and my fortune to stop this war. These two guys got it, that any war among white peoples was a catastrophe. Hitler did not get it at all. And there's no, Lindbergh said it best. He said it over and over again, but he said, when Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia after he was given the Sudetenland, which was arguably German land, when he was given that and his casus belli was removed, he then marched the Wehrmacht into Prague, which is a Czech city. It's not a German city. He marched into Prague, and Charles Lindbergh said rightly, along the lines I'm thinking, Hitler's moral ground was lost. It was no longer possible to defend Hitler after that aggression against the Czech people. And it was, you know, nation after nation after nation. Hitler was mad. His desire to have a war, it's in his second book, the Zweite Buch, which he wrote after Mein Kampf. Again, I said I wouldn't get into this, but don't get me started on this, folks, because I think a lot of the damage that we're trying to undo right now, a lot of it, that Donald Trump is trying to undo, is the result of World War II. Our whole universe as a white people changed terribly because, absolutely because of World War II. We were doing great before World War II. We were really on the downslide after. I'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks. More to come.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And we've got three callers now. George in Texas. Sovereign Man is in there as well. And Richard in Austin. Let me just play for a moment here just a little bit more of Donald Trump today, talking to the leaders of the three Baltic republics. And let's just drop it in here. These are very good words.
Determination. Through the decades of brutal Soviet occupation of the Baltic, congratulations. For a century, the United States has stood with the people of the Baltics in support of their independence, sovereignty, and self-determination. Through the decades of brutal Soviet occupation, the United States never ceased to recognize the sovereignty of the Baltic republics. In our discussions today, I was proud to reaffirm America's commitment to the Wells Declaration of 1940 and the U.S. Baltic Charter of 1998.
The Wells Declaration of 1940, folks, was Sumner Wells in the Roosevelt administration put out a declaration that the United States would continue in perpetuity to recognize the independence of the Baltic republics and that they should maintain embassies in the U.S. We never withdrew. We always recognized them throughout the war.
These same principles lie at the heart of America's approach to world affairs, honoring the right of peaceful citizens and nations to protect their interests and chart their own wonderful destinies.
And there's Trump's doctrine, folks. He's a peace president. He's a president who wants to put our interests first, America first, America's first. And he accords the same treatment to the Estonians, the Latvians, the Lithuanians, the Germans, the Poles, the Hungarians. He wants us all to be sovereign, independent, and prosperous in our own nations. That's exactly the policy that all white people should have pursued for all of white history. Henry Ford did it. Lindbergh did it. Stalin didn't do it, of course. Hitler didn't get it. And thereby resulted the worst loss in our history. I'd have to do a series of 100 shows to cover that particular topic, and I still wouldn't have covered. Let's callers right now. Let's go to Sovereign Man first. Sovereign Man, you're on the air.
Greetings and salutations.
Thank you for joining us.
I just wanted to say that I am a conspiracy factualist. Oh, we're hitting a break.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, no. Worse than that. Sovereign Man, I apologize to all three callers. I'm hanging you out to dry. I apologize. I ran the clock. My fault. You got a rain check for tomorrow. And I hope you will join us then tomorrow night for more good news in the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.